So what do you do when you run into someone that you have not seen in a while? Maybe it was somebody you went to first grade with, or maybe it's at a high school reunion or a college reunion. Maybe you're just running the park trail and you see someone, your previous coworker or your long-lost cousin. What do you usually talk about when you haven't seen someone for a long time? Oh, yeah, how you been? Yeah, how's life? Wow, so now you have a kid now. Wow, or you're a grandma, congratulations. Oh, you have a new job, promotion, wonderful, that's great. And then usually, how does the conversation end? Yeah, it's so nice to run into you. Wonderful, we should keep in touch. Yeah, I would love that, you know, maybe we'll have you over to our house for dinner. Maybe we can hang out and, yeah, or you can come over, I can come over. Let's keep in touch. I would love that. Let's do that. Take care. And then what happens? Yes, so let me tell you what happens, all right? So a couple of weeks ago, I was at Trader Joe's. Ran into a parishioner from my old parish, St. John Vianney. And she says, "Oh, Father, it's so nice to see you. Da da, no, we miss you. Da da da." And then, as you said, let's keep in touch. We got to have you come over to our house for dinner one of these days. They'd be great. We'd love to have you invite you, and the kids want to see you. Da, da, da. And I say, "Okay, let's keep in touch. Sure, why not? You'll give me a call, or I'll give you a call, and we'll keep in touch, and we'll have dinner together. All right, okay, all right. Thank you. Nice to see you. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. And then what? And then what? Really? We're going to keep in touch? Really? I have my doubts. Right? And usually what happens, like you said, nothing happens. This is actually pretty common, no? Right, raise your hand if you've done that or you've been part of a conversation like that. Yeah. This is pretty common. This is called small talk etiquette. Small talk etiquette, where you just talk a lot of fluff and say, let's get together, and you don't get together. Right? It's the same thing with Jesus and the ascension. The disciples, they encounter the risen Christ, and then he's kind of gone for a while. He's nowhere to be seen. And then he comes back and says, 40 days after the resurrection, he comes back and says, hey boys, nice to see you, the 11 of you. I gotta go. I have to ascend to be seated at the right hand of the Father, but let's keep in touch. I'll have to invite you over for dinner one of these days. Also known as the Mass, the Eucharist. Right? And don't worry. What does he say at the end of the gospel? He says, don't worry. I will be with you always until the end of the age. Right? And similarly, like my encounter with that parishioner at Trader Joe's, the disciples, they worshipped but doubted. They're going, really? Like, really? We're going to keep in touch? Like, you're going to be with us? Like, always until the end of the age? Really? 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 Nothing's going to happen, right? But the big question for us is, rather than doubting, so what? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I can doubt all day and say, oh, forget this person. Do you really think she called? No, she's never going to call. I'm not that I want her to call either, you know? Let's get that straight, all right? I mean, it would actually, in the small talk etiquette, it would actually be awkward if we actually talked, or if I was invited, or if I called her, right? Imagine if I actually called her, right? She'd be like, okay, all right. We're actually busy right now, Father, you know? But I can doubt all day and say, oh, this is never going to happen, right? She's never going to talk to me it's never going to happen. Well, what am I going to do about it? If I really wanted to connect, why don't I reach out? Why don't I take the initiative to pick up the phone? No? And the disciples, they can doubt all day. They can all doubt all they want. Say, oh, Jesus is going to leave us. He's not going to keep in touch. He's gone. He's going up. He's going to leave us behind. Well, why don't you do something about it and take the initiative to keep in touch with Jesus? The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it's a great one. It says, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky?" They see Jesus ascend, and then it goes, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? Do something. Do something. Jesus, yes, indeed, is with us always, every day, everywhere, every moment of our lives. But so what? What are you going to do about it?" This is a difference between a passive kind of faith and an active kind of faith, right? I look around, and there's families that have brought their children to be baptized. There's First Communion kids already. There's young adults, young teenagers that have been confirmed. Couple that just got married right there. And all that, you know, when a family brings your child to be baptized, is it a passive faith or an active faith? Is it a part of a cultural tradition, a checkoff list? Or does the baptism help the parents realize how important the faith is to them and to their child, to make a commitment? Or First Communion, nice dress, nice tie, nice picture, nice family, priceless, versus coming back for Second Communion, growing, maturing as a child of God. Confirmation, graduation, okay, been there, done that, close the book, next step of my life. Versus now I go out into the world, I live out my faith with a sense of mission, with a sense of purpose as a disciple of Christ. The sacrament of marriage, right? Beautiful ceremony, beautiful wedding picture that's going to be mounted in the living room, and that's your wedding. Versus living out the sacrament of marriage, radiating God's love in that marriage relationship. Or even people who go to church. People who go to church every Sunday. People who dedicate an hour, sacrifice an hour to be with God at the Mass. Wonderful. What about Monday through Saturday? What about the Monday through Saturday? Well, that's my stuff. That's my time. Versus including God as a part of your daily life every day. Now, when you look at the difference between passive faith and active faith, do you think there's something wrong with living out a passive faith? Not to be judgmental or nothing like that, but I think living out a passive faith, that is the norm. That is the norm. That is the Silicon Valley norm right here, we call it, right? Just like the norm of when I met that lady at Trader Joe's, keep in touch, dinner, yeah, right. Right? This is the norm, the small talk etiquette, the passive faith, that is the norm. But my challenge to you is do something. Do something. Let's change the norm. Let's change our relationship with Jesus from a passive to active kind of faith. From small talk to deep intimacy. From acquaintance to a true friend. From being a spectator to a disciple of Christ. Right? So, your homework this week, Jesus says, "Although I am ascending to God the Father, behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." And ask yourself this week, so what? What am I going to do about that? Yeah. And rather than being passive or wait till next Sunday, how can I take the initiative? How can I pick up the phone? How can I actively keep in touch with Jesus this week? And whatever that is for you, whether it's a special devotion you have, praying the rosary or divine mercy, coming to daily mass. For some of you, school's over. You can come to daily mass. Or maybe it's praying the scripture. Maybe it's just sitting there meditating in silence. Maybe it's a loving act of service for your wife or for your husband or for your children or for your parents. Whatever it is, think about it and stick with it. Try to do it daily if you can. And then you'll notice the difference of how Jesus is truly actively present in our lives. And like I said, don't be like the people in the first reading. Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? Do something and be active with your faith this week.